make us sikum, because Hodu is a long number of kapitulach tilim and divrei yamim, and there's a lot here. But let me just make a sikum and just give a second coat of paint to a couple of the points that we mentioned over here. Hodu was set. The original Hodu was composed and set by David HaMelech when he brought the Aron Kodesh into Yerushalayim after the wars of the Plishtim, after so many spectacular miracles took place. We recovered the Ark, and David HaMelech brought it into Yerushalayim with great fanfare and simcha and singing and dancing, and it was a very, very beautiful thing. And he sang Hodu. Why did he sing Hodu? So he explained, Rashi, the name of the gracious Rabba, says because that was the words of Hodu was associated with the Yitzias Ha'aron from the Plishtim, because when the Plishtim sent the Aron with the singing cows of the two pares, they sang Hodu. They sang Hodu. That's Azoi State in Chazal. I'm gonna guess that maybe David HaMelech not only knew these words b'masayra of Hodu, but Tisharna Haparos, but maybe even knew the Niggun. And maybe even the Rikud that the cows did. Like, somebody's got to make a movie about this. what a beautiful term. And he said Hodu. And while he was saying Hodu, and the unbelievable thing of the Aron finding its home in Yerushalayim, Lebesai Lamin, forever, I pointed out a couple of nights ago that in the middle of Hodu here, there's a change of tone from Simcha to Vayomru Vagoyim Hashem Malach. And Alpiya Rambam, I explained, it was very clear that David HaMelech knew, even as he was bringing the Aron Kodesh into Yerushalayim onto the Har HaBayis, and he put it on the Evan HaShasiyah. He knew, before the Bayis was even built, obviously there was no Bayis, because David HaMelech didn't build the Bayis, Shlomo built the Bayis. He knew already that there's going to be a Golos for Eretz Yisrael. Chazal say that in the middle of the Simcha of the Hodu, he spoke about the Golos of Klai Yisrael. So this is how we're getting in, and this is how we're getting out. And Shlomo HaMelech also knew, and was very, very clear, it went in the Rambam, when he was building the Beis HaMikdash, spending whatever the equivalent of tens of millions of dollars at that time, he knew that this is going to be Nechrav, and that's why the Rambam says, Paskins, like one day in the Gemara, that he built under the Makom HaMikdash tunnels and tunnels and tunnels that as an escape route for the Aron to bury it, so that even if the Bavel, the Buchaletzer destroys the Beis HaMikdash, he won't get this Aron Kodesh. It was covered HaTaira, and he buried underneath it. Finally found in the Sefer HaMavteach, at the back of the Rambam, what I was hoping was true, and that is that Shlomo HaMelech was clearly Mechaven, the place that he ended up hiding the Aron, clearly was Mechaven it to the Makam, to the center of the world, if you will, the Evan HaShasiyah, which is Vimeno Hushasas Kol Olam Kulay. So it went from on top of that to the bottom. Maybe we should tell this too loud. The Arabs are digging and looking for it and everything. But that's where it is. You're not going to find it by, in other words, the tunnels are all around about. So this was passed down through the generations, all the way till Yoshiyahu Melech Yisrael, which was not the Chorban, but right before the Chorban, where he saw the Chorban was imminent, of the Buchanetzer, 22 years before the Chorban. And by Yekoinein, Yirmiyahu al Yoshiyahu, we say in Kinos, and it speaks about this, that one of the sentences in there is that how Yoshiyahu said it's time to hide the Aron. It's time to hide the Aron, and he went down. The significance of all this is not just history, pointed out yesterday from the Yavetz, 2 days ago, from the Yavetz, it's not just history, but the significance of it is that that the Rambam Shita is the Kitchula Shaita Kitchula Asalavai, that the Kedusha will never go away. The Rambam says in the third place, or in the first place, he says that Shlomo HaMelech buried the Aron Bimkomo, which the Mefarshim say was exactly, I guess, under the Evan HaShasiyah, somehow or another, right there at the center of the world. The Yavetz said, what's the significance? Just an interesting piece of history. Why does the Rambam say it? So he says that the Rambam says it because the Rambam's Lashitas said that he holds Kichula Shaita, Kichula Asilavai, and therefore, and the Kedusha is still there because the Aron is still there. There's a third Rambam that I want to point out, and that is that so we got the Shitas HaRambam here, Rav Chaim Brisker speaks about it in Kachim, and he says a very important point to understand, like a technical point to understand, and that is that the Beis HaMikdash didn't have Kedusha, the Kodesh HaKadoshim didn't have Kedusha, the Azar didn't have Kedusha, the Aron had Kedusha. And the Kedusha of the Aron, which was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is that shaft that created the Kedusha to the room that the Aron was in, and then to the Azar, and to the Beis HaMikdash and the Har HaBayis Yerushalayim, etc. So there were circles of Kedusha, but the Kedusha was Kedusha Satira, as Reb Chaim says. He's medayik this in the Rambam in two or three places, that the Kedusha was Kedusha Satira, so, and what he says in his Brisker Lashon is that the whole Beis HaMikdash was Tashmishe Kedusha. Klishores. It was there to be Mishores, the Kedusha. The Aron, he points out, was not a Kli B'chlal. It wasn't one of the Klishores. You didn't do anything with the Aron. You weren't allowed to do anything with the Aron. You touched the Aron. So it didn't do anything. It was all about the Aron. So if you think of it as a nuclear type of a situation, the Aron was in the middle, and that's what gave the Kedusha. That's what Reb Chaim says of the Pshat in the Rambam. And therefore, the Rambam holds, if that's true, being that the Aron is still there today, it's still there, being Komo, not in the Vatican and not Gomel Lubavel, that's not a Rambam Paskins, and it's still there. So being that it's still there, so therefore the Kedusha is still there. You have to be Mitzarif these two Rambams. And otherwise, why is the Kedusha still there? Because it's all about the why is the Kedusha still there? No base of Kedusha. The answer is the Kedusha is still there. The Kedusha is still there because it was the Kedusha is still there because the Aron is still there. And that's the whole thing. So when we go today to the Kaisel, you have I can't say it's the same Kedusha, but in a way it's the same Kedusha. Still Chayim Paras if you go to the wrong place. You still have to be Tahar, still need a Par Aduba to get rid of Tavir Reis. It's all the same thing. Why? It's a mosque. Why? The answer is because the Ard Kodesh is still Tamun B'matmonios in the Lashon of the Rambam. Tamun B'matmonios below the Aron. So even though the Beis HaMikdash was Nechrav, David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech saying about the fact that we're going into Golos. And his Lashon is, this is where you see like this amazing change of tone, all of a sudden in the middle of singing about the Aron, Vayomru Vagoyim Hashem Melech. Vayomru Vagoyim Hashem Melech. Here my Yomim Loi. And he says, V'imru, and Klal Yisrael will say at that time, means the time that we are not in Eretz Yisrael, and all of this dancing, you'll say, okay, that was history. All the singing for the Aron is history. The Hebrew, it will say, Hashi'edu Elikei Yishenu, V'kapseidu V'atzileinu V'nagoyim, L'hoidoish Hashem Kachechu, V'beg Hashem, to bring us back into Eretz Yisrael. So David is going into Yerushalayim, and he's talking about when we won't be in Yerushalayim. He's talking about Golos, L'shtabeach B'silasecha. This is clear. Two things before I go a little further. To dinim, I think the Shalah Kaddish says this. Roimimu Hashem Elokeinu v'yishtachavu lahadim raglav kaddishu. Roimimu Hashem Elokeinu v'yishtachavu lahar kaddishu kaddish Hashem Elokeinu. It's two different psukim, two different nigunim. It's two different things. Two different roimimus, even though they sound the same. What's the difference between them? Remember Hashem Elokeinu v'yishtachavu lahadim raglav kaddishu. Hadam Raglav means the footstool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The footstool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers specifically, generally it refers to the world. Yeshayahu, Samach Vav. Koyamar Hashem, HaShemayim, Kisiva, Aretz, Hadam Raglav. Eze Bayis Asher Tivnu Li, Eze Makoyim, Menuchasi. Where's the Menucha? Where's the Bayis? So the Hadam Raglav, specifically the footstool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is like the Beis HaMikdash. That's what that pasuk means. Ayin Rashi, that's what Rashi says. Aretz Hadoim Ragloi Zu Beis Kodesh HaKadosh. That's what Rashi says. In Yeshayahu, if I'm not mistaken. So what's the pshat? That I'm not bekobel to know what it means that it's Hashem's footstool. But think about it, like, what's a footstool? Like, what? Eizem makom menuchasi. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, kibyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is relaxed when we have the Beis HaMikdash. I'm saying a word that, I don't know another word. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is menucha. Why? We have a concept of Shechita Begalusa. But when Klai Yisrael has a bias in Yerushalayim, and it means that we're Echad, and we got over all the craziness and all the politics, and you know, we're able to do something like this together, build a base of interest together, you know, without spending 30 years arguing about it, like what the window should look like. Like we're able to actually build a base of interest. When we get to that level of achdus, I'm going to relaxed because relaxed, he puts his feet up, kaviyachal. I mean, I wouldn't say the Moshe of Yeshayahu, I know he didn't say it. He puts his feet up because this means that I created a world which has reached its tachlis. The purpose of the world is being realized, and that's the Hadol Bragvai. So when there's a Beis HaMikdash, we say, Raymu HaShem Lekeinu V'Shach LaHadoi Bragvai, Kodoshu. Then, David HaMelech says, but there's a time when there won't be a Beis HaMikdash there. There's a time where there won't be a Hadoi Bragvai there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't be relaxed because we're Begolus and Shechita Begolus. So what's that? Raymu HaShem Lekeinu, what do we do? What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'Shach LaHadoi Bragvai. To mount. That's what we do today. So the second pasuk refers to our days. Our days.
The second pasuk is Midas Adin, Hashem Elokeinu.
Oh, very good, very good. The words out of my mouth. The Rabbi Bo Hashem Elokeinu. The first one is Rabbi Bo Hashem. Well, the first one is also Rabbi Bo Hashem Elokeinu.
But not at the end of the pasuk.
Rabbi Bo Hashem Elokeinu. Kikadosh Hashem Elokeinu. Not Kikadosh Hu. Kikadosh Hashem Elokeinu, which is a Midas Adin. It's, by the way, I mentioned this. I want to mention it again. That important to understand, just touched at this at the end of what I was talking about this the other day, that Haloi Davarhu, it's a Pella that Klai Yisrael is fighting the Pelishtim, and as he's fighting the Pelishtim, they said they lost some people, and then they said, well, maybe we'll have better luck if we take the Ard with them. So they took the Ard out of Shiloh, and they brought it to battle with them. And instead of losing 3,000 people, which was enough of a disaster, they lost 30,000 people in the next 30,000 people in the next battle with the Aron. So, like when the Hechatayson, like, they bring the Aron with them, and it gets worse. And this was the same Aron, which was so powerful that when the Pelishtim took it to the Beit Dagon, it destroyed their Avodah Zarah. The Aron itself, just the electricity of the Aron, destroyed the Avodah Zarah. So, how could it be that it could make us lose a battle? The answer is Torah, which is what the Aron is all about, is all Midas Adin. That's what it is. It's Midas HaDin. Torah is 100% MS. MS is Din. And Din is a good thing, and Din is a bad thing. So Din, what we have to understand is that when the Aron was there, it's like being in one of those x-rays, you know, and every single thought that we had, Klal Yisrael had, and every single aver that we did, and every word of Lashar, all showed up on the x-ray. Because the Aron was there. You see it other places in Tanakh. They walked in front of the Aron, and that's how they knew where they were. It was like one of these, X-ray machines. But it was an X-ray. It was an X-ray of the Ruchnius of Klal Yisrael. You see somebody who's pure Torah, has this ability to see right through you. I always tell a story. I was called up once years ago as an aide. And a chassid, I told you a story. That was and David Soloveitchik was Masader Kedushin, and when I came up, he didn't know who I was. I knew who he was, but he didn't know who I was. And like he stared at me. I was an X-ray. I was an X-ray, top to bottom, a full body scan, up twice, maybe four times. full body scan. I was like shaking. Now, what's he going to do when he finds out what I really am? He wanted the eight to be, pure. So I would have never accepted this keyboard. This keyboard of being embarrassed in front of 400 people. But then he announced, to my great pride, he announced the aid is kosher. That was that. That was that. But the aid was gone. At that moment, I did shuva. That's why. That was the positive shot. Okay, so like that's the X-ray. So what happened is that the your shalayim. I just want to make this point. Like your shalayim has the aron in it. Baka Mikdash has the aron in it. There's a midas hadid there, which is the paltered shalmela. It's the Malka Batayra. There's a Midas Hadin there. You can't mess around in Yerushalayim. Somebody once took me to their apartment overlooking the Kosel. I said, wow, it's beautiful. He's not beautiful. It was a waste of money. He says, because most of the room is designed around the view of the Kosel. He says, I don't even go into that room. I'm so scared to go into that room. Like, I don't even use it. What am I paying? You know, he says, I daven in there once in a while, but I don't party in there. I don't talk, you know, what am I going to put a television in the room? Like, it's the Makom HaMikdash. You know, I was looking at the Makom HaMikdash. There's a Midas HaDin. When we had the Aro with the Plishtim in that war, we were in Rai. So the Aro destroyed us, fought back against us. So the Aron is b'makbodiyos, and what calls about that we're a gullus. The milo of gullus is that there's that the midas harachvim comes in, except for mamish and the makom hamikdash where a person is leinu chayv kares. There is kikadosh Hashem lekeinu. That's the important thing. And then we say, still talking about gullus, v'hu rachum b'chaper avoy v'loy yashris. That there's a, but once we go into gullus, there's a mid of rachvim. Rachamim means that although we will suffer, we certainly have the casualties of Golos, but although we will suffer, lo yashchis, we won't be destroyed. Why won't we be destroyed? That's the Midas HaRachamim of Golos Dafka, not having the Aron here. It's an amazing thing. That's Rachamim. Rachamim, incidentally, just to say, these Yesodas will come up as we learn more, but the Yesoda is like everybody wants Rachamim. Rachamim feels very comfortable. You're not supposed to daven for Rachamim. Rachamim means that I've done something wrong, have mercy on me. So what should I know the base of Asir Rosh? You know, the idea is to daven for Chesed. And if you're up to it, it is a din. Rachamim means the din's against me, and Afa Pikein, at Rachmanis, have Rachamim. That's the word Rachamim means. Go easy on me, even though I'm guilty. So you got to be careful when you ask for Rachamim. But that's the Rachamim of Golos, the Lo Yoyer Kol Chamosai, Atah Hashem Lo Sichla Rachamim. You don't stop having Rachmanis on me. Again, Rachamim. Chasachav Amitcha Tomid Yitzruni. You're constantly doing good for me, even though we're in Golos. Zuchar Rachamecha Hashem Achzadecha. Kimei Olam Heima. Even though we're in Golos, remember us. Remember the Rachamim. And then we say, and with this I'll end, Tznu oizle lekim ha-Yisrael gavosai bu'uzai ba-shechokim. Let's translate this and we'll call it a mishmer. Tznu oizle lekim. What does it mean? Give? Taich?
Strength. Last time you asked.
Huh?
Last time you asked, we got in trouble somewhere.
Tznu oizle lekim. Give strength to Hashem. What's that mean? Tznu oiz lelekim.
Sign?
Oz. Hashem oz la'mo yitein. That we know he gives us strength. So we're giving strength to Hashem.
Are we recognizing his strength?
Recognizing his strength? Tznu oiz lelekim. No, but it means give him strength.
Place it.
Yisrael gavosai. He's proud of the Jewish people. But uzai bashechokim. So let me explain very briefly what should probably take about 2 weeks to explain. I'll explain in 1 minute. That Nefesh HaChaim, the first nine chapters of Shar Aleph of Nefesh HaChaim, explains what it means that Tznu Oiz Elokim. It's all about this one verse of Tznu Oiz Elokim, and it means to say that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is says over here, Tamid Chasachav Amitcha Tamid Yitzruni, constantly creating the world. Chadosh B'chol Yom Tuvay, Maaseh Bereishis. The Bereishis happens over and over every minute. There's Maaseh Bereishis. Table's a table because Hashem's creating it as a table every minute, every second. It's a table again. That's Shoyt Aleph. What's he creating it with? How does it work? The whole spheroid system of how it works. The answer is that it works with our mitzvahs and others. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating in this world, the raw material of that creation is what we generate, the mitzvahs and l'aleinu the averos that we generate. I always give the mashal to the rain cycle. So the rain cycle, yes, it rains from Shemayim to Aretz and waters the plants. Well, where does the water come from? It comes from Aretz to Shemayim. It evaporates up into the clouds. And then where does it go? It goes back. There's a rain cycle. If we pollute the water, al ha'aretz, you get acid rain. and you start getting you start getting pollution into the mixture. The meisim that we do, Rabbi Lozman says, every meisim we do, you do a meisim chesed, you do a meisim mitzvah, you put on tefillin with kavana. Every meisim we do evaporates good stuff into the world. Sinas chinam, Rabbi Lozman says, evaporates pollution into that system. So what's happening is that the koach of Mechadish Mechamid Maisa Bereshis, which is, let's say, holding the Beis HaMikdash together, which is holding the Beis HaMikdash together, it's the words of Chazal, it was a foregone conclusion, the Beis, by the time Nebuchadnezzar came into the Beis HaMikdash, it was already destroyed. It was standing, but it was nothing. It was a straw house. Because it has to be energized by our Maisim, which are then bringing in. So when we, everything is about our Maisim. My Rosh Hashiva Zatzal used to always say that, you know, like, whatever you do in life, you know, you could mamash do a Maisa Chesed, you know, like if you're a taxi driver, so you can help a little lady get the luggage into the car. Whatever you do, you can add like a Shtugel Chesed in it. So what's the point? Besides for Kiddush Hashem, this is what he says, Tzidu Aisla Elokim, you're giving a Kiddush Baruch Hu raw material to bring Tov into this world. So it's not just Mida Keneged Mida, you do Chesed, he'll do Chesed. You're evaporating Chesed, and the Chesed is coming down into this world. And we're living a life of Chesed, and everybody can contribute into that pot and do Chesed, whether you're learning Torah, whatever you do, you could just do a little bit, just give a, you know, think for a second, how can I do this in a Chesedic way? You know, if you're a waiter at a restaurant, if you're a doctor, if you're a lawyer, whatever you can do, a little bit of Chesed, like that's what you can do. So this is the Tzvu Ois Leilekim that he's talking about here, that it's our Baisim in Yerushalayim which caused the Beis HaMikdash, it's our Baisim in Yerushalayim which was Machrim, the Beis HaMikdash, it's our Baisim in Golos, which is going to be evaporated, that works also, that's going to bring us back to Eretz Yisrael, and it's going to let us survive. This is Elokim, everybody, everything that happens evaporates, specifically the Maisim of Klal Yisrael. Al Yisrael Gavosai. V'uzai, just to finish the pasuk, V'uzai, where does his strength come from? Bashechakim. Does anybody know what Bashechakim means? I tell you, who knows it? In the sky. Come on. it's like a twinkle, twinkle, little star. Let's see. So the Gemara Chagiga says that what? That there are seven skies, seven heavens. So somebody says to you, I'm in seventh heaven. So they learned Chagiga Yud Bey. So Chagiga Yud Bey says there's seven heavens. The first one's called the Vilon. Then after the Vilon comes the third one is the Shechakim. Why is it called Reish Lakish? This is Reish Lakish. It was Megala, this to us. It sounds like it should be a Zohar. It's Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says there's seven Shabayim. Just give me a second. I'm starting to look it up. Reish Lakish Amar Shiva Rikiyim Ein Ve'elu. Hey, Viloin, Rakia, Shechakim, Zivul, Ba'ayin, Ba'choyin, and Aravois. And you'll find them here and there in different psukim, the different things. He says, V-line, Eloi B'Shavish Klub. The V-line is nothing. That's when you look up to the sky, that's what you see. You see a V-line. That's the difference between Shabayim and Ara. It starts with the V-line. I don't know what firmament is either. I'm reading since I'm a kid. I'm not doing what a firmament is. But here we have it. By the way, Zvul, nobody said this is Zviris, right? Zvul, Beis, Tifarteinu, right? So what's the Zvul? The Zvul is the place of the Beis HaMikdash Shabala. Yerushalayim Shabala is the Zvul. What is the Shechakim? What does Shechakim mean? What does the word mean? L'shachik. Not l'shachik. L'shachik. To grind. To grind. So Reish Lakish says, Shechakim Shabai Rechayim Oimdais V'toychanois Mod L'tzadikim. That's where the big grinder in heaven is, which is making the big mill in Shabayim, the miller, which is making mud l'tzadikim b'chol yoyim. Shenemar v'yitzav shechokim b'mo'al v'dalsei Shabayim posach v'yamter aleihem mud lechol u'degad Shabayim nosan l'boy. The mud comes from the shechokim. It means to say, there's different things that are happening in Shabayim based on where... Where we're most effective in the Shemayim is we can affect one particular department in the Shemayim. We say Ein Mazel Yisrael. You know why? Because the Mazel is the stars and all that. That's in the Rakia. So Ein Mazel Yisrael, go right up over that, and we go up to the Shechakim. So look at verses. We go up to the Shechakim, and there, the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Toichein Mod L'Tzadikim B'chol Yoyim, that means we're not eating mud today. Tzadikim are not eating mud today. So what does it mean? It means to say that that's where the place of Nisim happens. That's the place where Siyata Deshmaya takes place. In the Mod HaShechakim. V'uzai, says we say in Haidu, this is what we're going to think about tomorrow morning, V'uzai B'Shechakim. Again, what's the pasuk? Tnu eyes L'Lakim. Rabbi say, he wants to make some English back. David HaMelech says, we're just going into Jerusalem. He's already wanting to get it back after we lost it. First thing is, through Yisrael HaKim, give koach to Hashem, by your mitzvahs, by some time. Al Yisrael Gavos say, it's us, Yisrael. V'uzai, and where will your Maisim evaporate to? Where will that cloud come from? Not to the Vilon, which is Ein Bezek Klum, and not even to the Rekia, because Ein Mazel Yisrael, but to the third level, which is the Shechakim, that's where all the miracles, that's where the action is. Because that's where the big miller is, and the big miller at Shemayim is dropping down Siyata Deshmaya. That's that miller at Shemayim, which will give us back the base of Mikdash Noira, Elikim, Mikdashecha, El Yisrael, who knows Ein Oiz Vitzatsubais, right? Who knows Ein Oiz Vitzatsubais, La'am Baruch Elikim. Well, my young.